Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. After the state tried and failed to execute Tony Carruthers, his attorney is asking for a new investigation into the state's lethal injection program. Prison staff couldn't get an IV line established for the drugs. Media witnesses said they tried for over an hour. Court filings said it became clear a shallow vein IV wasn't going to happen and that Carruthers needed a catheter placed into a deep vein. That's called a central line. No one on site was qualified to place one. Now, Carruthers' defense attorney revealed that the state's doctor did attempt a central line. He hadn't carried one out in 13 years. A witness with the American Civil Liberties Union watched the doctor try to place the line through Carruthers' neck. Once he failed, he tried again through Carruthers' chest under his collarbone. After that attempt failed, Carruthers was sent back to his cell and given ibuprofen. Attorney Amy Harwell called the situation a, quote, nightmare from start to finish and one that was completely avoidable. She noted that in 2022, Governor Bill Lee halted executions. An investigation then found the state failed to test its lethal drugs for contaminants and potency. Harwell is calling for another probe. The half-cent sales tax increase Nashvillians have been paying over the last year has generated roughly $165 million. That money will go directly toward transportation upgrades, says Metro's Sabrina Sussman, who is overseeing the projects.
This revenue does come with constraints, right? So this is not unconstrained revenue. It's dedicated revenue that is intended to fulfill the obligations of the projects. And so those 86 miles of sidewalk, decided. The 54 miles of all-access corridor, already called out. Those traffic signals, we know where we're headed.
The sales tax increase was approved by voters in the city's successful transit referendum at the end of 2024. The vote was accompanied by a 15-year plan outlining specific projects that would be funded by the sales tax revenue. The city is just over a year into executing that plan. Sussman detailed at a recent city budget hearing how Metro wants to spend about 40% of that revenue during the upcoming fiscal year. The vast majority of the money spent, roughly $50 million, would go toward WeGo to improve the bus system. NDOT, the police department, and the Metro office overseeing the transit projects would also get roughly $5 million each. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.